So here we are, not even 2 weeks into 2021, and 2020 is already starting to look kind of tame and boring by comparison, thanks in large part to things like Adolf Twitler's recent attempted free speech apocalypse, or Holocaust maybe would be the more appropriate term. Well, before you go getting down or depressed about Twitler's hissy fit, I want to share just a few examples from literally dozens of articles chronicling the way that Twitler's mad crazy assault on freedom is already dramatically backfiring and propelling the wild growth of freedom-loving alternative platforms, just as we've been talking about here. But before I dive in, if you appreciate this perspective, please share this video, like the video, subscribe to the channel, and visit us at hellraiserreport.com. Okay, here we go. Three cool articles that you need to know about. The first is from yesterday, where the Epoch Times reported that free speech platform Gab reports 753% surge in traffic in 24 hours. The article begins, "Social media platform Gab reported on Saturday a huge increase in traffic as users migrate from Twitler amid widespread bans." Quote, "Our traffic is up 753% in the past 24 hours. Tens of millions of visits," Gab said in a social media statement responding to a user who said he wasn't able to make an account. Quote, "Please be patient. We aren't going anywhere. Spinning up 10 new servers tonight. This takes time." We'll come back to Gab and its benefiting so dramatically from Twitler's approach to reality in a minute. But the second article I want to touch on, this is kind of funny, ironic, cool, and enjoyable in a few different ways. It was posted at Zero Hedge today, and the title is "Germany and France Shocked Over Twitler Decision to Ban Trump." They're shocked, I tell you. The article begins, "Germany and France are shocked over Twitler's decision to permanently ban President Trump from the platform, with German Chancellor Angela Merkel saying through a spokesman that lawmakers should set rules governing free speech, not private technology companies." That is so rich on so many levels, I'm just going to leave you to enjoy that and run with it any way you'd like, and we're going to move on to the third article. Also posted today and continuing with the Gab versus Twitler divergence, and the title of the article and posted at Gateway Pundit is "Gab Social Media is adding nearly 1 million users a day. Traffic adding millions every few hours as users flee Twitler's swamp." Between its publication today and that previous article that I referenced being published yesterday, the growth for Gab has just continued to accelerate as Twitler's stock plunges, users leave. The free speech apocalypse slash Holocaust thing just isn't really paying off for them in the ways that businesses used to measure success or failure. I'll be posting links to these three articles and a couple others in the notes section here. And again, I encourage you, if you enjoy this kind of content, please like the video, share the video, subscribe to the channel, and visit us at hellraiserreport.com.